May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Who lives? Who dies? Who tells your story? These lyrics are from a song from the smash musical Hamilton, and they caught my eye as they were plastered on a picture of a playbill that was on a show that Kelly and I recently saw on PBS talking about this wonderful musical. And before this groundbreaking stage production, the life of Alexander Hamilton continued to be part of that obscure, secret place of untold American stories of our founding fathers. And it's not that we didn't know that the guy existed. I mean, he is on our $10 bill. But we didn't know his story, his importance, the good, the bad, the ugly, of one of our own country's heroes. And for the bulk of us still here in Somerset County, we likely know very little about him yet. In a similar way, we come to All Saints Day and hear the names of people, just as we had before with the necrology, some that we know, some that we don't, solemnly mentioned for long minutes prior to our opening hymn. And we best not miss a name, because even without knowing who they may be, or knowing the whole story of those whose lives we honor by the sheer prayerful passing of their names across our lips, they matter to God, and to varying degrees to each of us here. The same could be said of those long lists of genealogies that we tend to skip over when we're reading our Bibles. Further away in time and culture and language, it's easy to make a joke about them. I still think of how one reader in the church in Detroit where I served converted those names to Bill, Chuck, and Jane instead of the Aramaic or Hebrew tongue twisters that were listed there on the page. But those lives remain in the memory of God, and in part in the memory of God's people, whenever we cross paths with them in Genesis, Chronicles, or the opening salvo of Matthew's Gospel. Names of people whose particular stories are shrouded in mystery, yet divinely enshrined as part of the larger story of Christ promised to us, Christ among us, and Christ to return to reign over us. Another thing in the musical Hamilton reminded me of is our particular English Catholic / Protestant tradition of neither throwing the saints overboard on one hand, nor keeping the named saints on a pedestal apart from the rest of us common saints. We don't divvy up God's beloved into superheroes on November 1st and mere mortals on November 2nd, all saints and all souls, respectively, as we find in, say, the Roman Catholic tradition. We recognize all of us who are baptized and believe as part of the priesthood of all believers. Yet we are quick to note that we are sinners as much as saints at the same time. Alexander Hamilton was both a war hero and an adulterer, both the architect of our financial system and a patently self-centered jerk at times. He pulled himself up by his own bootstraps from an impoverished bastard childhood in the Caribbean to become the epitome of the self-made American success story, only to have his life snuffed out in a pointless duel with his nemesis, Aaron Burr, who was a well-bred, well-financed descendant of the closest thing that America had at the time to an aristocracy. Notable, yet fallible. Remarkable in his achievements. yet given to the common hubris each fallen member of Adam's race shares, a hubris that served to be his undoing. The saints we remember and the saints we don't know also have qualities of renown and scandals of sin, moments of clarity and times of confusion, occasions where their virtue shone like the very glory of God, and seasons of disgrace, dishonor, and disgust in comparison with the perfect image of Christ. But each one is known, recalled, and kept precious in the mind of our loving Father until that day when the library of heaven itself is opened and all stories will be told. Who lives? They did. So do we. Who dies? We all do. Even our Savior did. Who tells our story? Family, friends, neighbors, enemies? Maybe the church. Maybe her detractors. Some remember it well. Some completely misremember, tell falsehoods, conjure news stories from what they see in our character, or project from their own characters onto us. But in the resurrection, when we stand before the throne, God will tell our story truly, unreservedly, compassionately, mercifully, and in connection with the story of his great love and how it made all the difference. In that day, as we stand with faith in Christ and awe for how his Spirit made us new, we'll see our story's happy ending and ready our hearts to write new stories in eternity with our lives. Stories of how the love, goodness, and glory of God continues without end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.